Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans studios in New York City. Ooh. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. So we got a lot of things going on in here tonight, Carver High. Is it him? Mafia, what do you think? Just for fun?
Why not? It's been a while.
You think it's... wait. Your boy Bob Seeger is calling. Bob!
Hey!
How you doing?
Scott, listen, I've been following you for years. I was... We're just talking to your producer about Ernie Harwell, former Tigers broadcaster, introducing me down the field.
Hold on. Hold on a second, Bob. Hold on 1 second. Put him on hold. It sounds so awful. This can't be happening to me every time I put a guest on. How is this possible? Is he going to call you back? Is this happening to me? How funny is this? Of all days, right, Moff?
Perfect timing.
Right, of all days. Bob Seeger would be calling me. Is that him? Are you ready? Are you going to talk to him first? This is craziness. You ready? Here we go. Bob Seeger calling in.
Hey, she's totally committed. A major in appearance. She's a lady who I'm through getting involved. She's a tin of bottle. All that they can handle. She'll brew some, she'll lose some, she'll do. Oh, yes, and all. They all love to watch her strut. Oh, and it counts. Oh, they are glad to watch her butt. We all love to watch her strut. Oh, and the foul. Oh, up close and personal. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Hey, Bob, how are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great. I just wanted to let you know I've been to Scott. Pharrell Beach, the man. Over the course of the last 2 years, you've been great for my picks. I'm up here off of Ann Arbor, and just getting ready to go back on tour. I just figured I'd call in. You were speaking so highly of me, and I was very touched.
Well, that's my pleasure, Bob. I know how a big a fan I am of yours and your great work over the years. And I used to play a lot of your songs, if you remember, when I was on the Howard Stern channels.
You remember the song you helped me write?
I don't remember, but I do have early Alzheimer's. Here it is.
Yeah, this one from 1978. 79. You always won. Every time Pharrell plays the band. Yeah! You're still damn good. No one's gotten to you yet. I think Artie Lang even wrote a little bit of this, too. He wrote this part. A gambling man. Hey, what's up? It's Artie. The only loss you could foresee. Yeah! The only loss you couldn't pay. The only price you could.
Game.
Hey,
what was the one? What was the one that I remember? Roll me away, won't you roll me away?
Roll out the door. Roll. It was a cold, cold living morning. Everybody's dreaming. And you roll. How about this one when we were out there by the strip club there off of Ashford and there over in Bloomington?
Right, down on Main Street.
Quarter of closing time. Get my liquid courage. Trying to get my liquid courage up. Hey, what are you drinking tonight?
What do we got for him? Get Bob a cocktail there, Mafia.
Hey, what's up? It's Artie. I just grabbed the phone. I'm doing a show out here and at Rascals. There's a resort out here.
You look great, Artie, honestly.
It's cute little waitresses out here. You know, hey, did you hear about
Bob, did you see who I ran into in Vegas with Carver High at the Long Bar? He asked me if I could get him and his friends a comp suite. It was my good friend, High Pitch Eric. Hey, Pharrell!
Wow, High Pitch, you ran into him?
Yeah, I don't think, no, there was none of that going on, but he was partying in Vegas for the Super Bowl. He came to see me live, do my show.
Wow. That he would have fit well in Earth, Wind, and Fire, right?
I don't know. Hey, let me ask you a question. When you did, because I do know that you have kept my spirit alive. Without you, I'd be dead and buried over there. If it wasn't for you, no one would remember me after 6 years here, here at the Vatican Radio Network. But you, I just want to know, who did you give me when you did my Super Bowl picks? Who did you take?
I took Philadelphia because
yes,
for this reason, two reasons I took Philadelphia. I thought the NFC had it over the AFC all year long, and it's been the case the last 2 years, the wins-loss record. Now, so funny, the points scored and points against for New England and Philadelphia were almost identical. They were a one-point difference, but what I liked about Philadelphia was that pass rush. They could get, and it's so funny, the ironic thing was pass rush both ways didn't matter. The offensive lines were beasts.
How much time have you spent recently after he retired with Mike Francesa?
We're back. Hey, Miles, lower that. Okay, we're not doing that here. Okay. God, hold on. Let me grab a sausage and pepper and a Cronenberg. Okay. All right, we're back. I'm walking around the house now, Scott, delirious. I have nobody to talk to about what's been going on, the incident with Jake Peavy, okay? what's been going on with the signing? Doug takes my calls at the house now, okay?
You were on with Sal Licata the other evening.
Look at you. That's right. Now, he's a Mets and Falcons fan. Go figure that combination. I mean, Jesse Tuggle, Steve Barkowski, and then on the Mets side you had Ed Lynch and you had Tom Gordon.
How about your boy? How many years have you been talking baseball with Eddie Coleman?
Eddie C. and I go back. You know, we used to leave Upper Deckers at the old Shea Stadium bathroom.
Dog has challenged, Mad Dog there as well, has challenged the Astros, saying the Yankees are better than the Astros. How do you respond to that? Now is your chance, Dog.
Mike, now, I, as much as it kills me, I am no Yankee pom-pom, but I have to tell you, they go out and they get this guy. Now, the difference from 20 years ago is they went and made a trade. They used their own chips to get Stanton, much different than what they used to do 15 years ago where there was only three teams at the winter meetings. They have a nucleus now of five guys that are going to hit over 30 home runs. They've got a pitching staff now. They've got six, seven, and you don't even bring in Adams.
Now, Dog, real quickly, I know that Susan and John have to go to bed. They want to get on real quick before you take over the mic.
Whoa. How do you get this? How do you get Mad Dog and Francesca sleeping over together?
And you know, it's so funny. You know, with Lent now, tomorrow's a Friday, so we don't eat meat. But besides. said, Scott, it's so fun to talk to you. You know, John and I just got here yesterday. We had a romantic Valentine's evening with Bobby.
It's Bobby Valentine. How are you doing, Scott?
Oh, hey, Bobby. How's everything at Sacred Heart?
Oh, everything is fine up here. When are you going to come into my restaurant? Susan and John were in the other day before they hightailed it down to Tampa.
I'm off next week. Maybe I'll stop through.
Okay, Bobby O's going to be over with Ron Hodges and Mike Jorgensen. So that'll be great.
I didn't know. Did Marianne from Brooklyn stop through? Because she...
Hi, Scott. It's not the same without you on the channel, Scott. I miss you so much. Scott, you're gorgeous.
Marianne. I miss you so much.
I just tweeted out a picture of Gunner. I can't believe how big he's getting.
I know. Thank you for all the holiday cards.
And everything that's been going on. And how is the little girl? How's McKenna?
Chop is great. She's beating up boys. She's scoring 20 a game. She's got it all.
Although the Whack Pack is with me. What is it, Fred?
I like to have Scott fed the alpha ball. I miss you. I'm blessed to you. I return to sit back boss radio.
I haven't heard from you guys in like 5 years. What's up with that?
This is great. I lost 105 pounds between my thighs and my knees. Eric's been doing great with his diet. He had the surgery like Connie Wilson.
Real quick. You know, it's Jackie the Jokeman's birthday this week. Did you know that?
I did not know that. I used to love Jackie when he gave me bags of weed.
Hey, what happened when the two bedbugs met in the mattress?
I don't know.
They got married in the spring. What is the joke? Gilbert's here. What's with all the three name actors and actresses? I think it's... So I was just the other day at a meatball farm, and I was thinking to you, Scott, I got two ovens now in my place at the shore. I had Lavalette from my mom. She cooks double duty now for me.
I thought you sold that bliss.
Well, you know, I was going to sell it to Craig Garden, but hey, it's your buddy Craig Garden. Hey, Craig, come in here. Talk to Scott. All right.
Oh, hey, Craig.
All right. What's up? What's up, Slappy?
How you doing, brother?
I'm fine. I'm on Twitch.com now. I'm doing a podcast.
The podcast is great. I saw you doing a Periscope video today.
Yeah. So things happen. The Booms is going to come over and maybe do something with me later on in the year.
He's a big hockey fan, Booms.
That's right. The Rangers, man. I got to tell you, they get 50. Who gets 50 shots on goal? They got a lot of secondary scorers. They don't have a big time scorer. That's a difference. That's a problem with them. Let me just see who else we got here. Oh, come here. You want to say hi? Hey, what's up, Scott? It's Bob Levy. How you been?
Hey, Bob. How's everything? You're still at two packs a day?
Yeah, and blue cheese too. I put blue cheese all over this. It's so funny. Gary wants to say hello.
Hey, Gary, how you been, buddy? It's been a long time, and how's my guy Sizzle working out for you on the board there at the after show?
Well, you know, it's so funny. I was just telling John Hart, I just completed the all 29 diet. It was so tough, and now I just had a sugar rush today. I just ripped through a bag of Lindor's chocolate.
Where's the chocolate?
High pitch is trying.
Gary, give me some of those chocolates. I need to wash down the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I gotta tell you something. When you eat that Kentucky Fried Chicken, you gotta drink the ocean.
It's salty.
Right? Ziggy Palfy. Yeah.
My man Ziggy Palfy over there. He's doing great over there.
Isn't that amazing? And, you know, it's so funny. I called hockey games for many, many years. You know, I used to be the Islanders.
John Sterling.
Announcer. Tonelli, into the corner, backhand. Hey, Scott, give us a little Atlanta Thrashers. Remember that? This guy was a great hockey
chicken guy. Parm on the wing.
Ray Ferraro, for those of you keeping score.
That's
I know
right. He got the Ray Ferraro call. Shot, just why?
Listen to you. You know, I was talking to Scott the engineer the other day under the covers. And we were saying how much Ronnie the limo driver misses you in the NASCAR pit.
Is that the schmoozer?
Yes, and what? I'm feeling famished already. I don't know, with all these voices. places. I think the New York Knicks, they have, what, like 5 point guards now. What is it already?
Does he do Clyde Frazier?
Oh, yeah. I thought Jeff Hornacek resembled Scott Farrell. It's so funny watching him. Heroes abound. Now it's the Knicks wishing, they were swishing.
Hey.
It's Francesco, we're back. I mean, who blows a 27-point lead at home 4 times in one season, okay? I mean, this is an out-and-out joke, this team. Okay.
How great is this? Bob Seger, thank you for calling in tonight. It's been 6 years. It made my day. It made my month. It made my year.
Let's finish with this one. Remember how Pharrell held me all so tight? Wish it I'd know now what I didn't know then. Pass and wind.
I just fought it again.
We were running against the wind.
I gotta tell you, all I think about is Forrest Gump running when I hear this song. In against.
Scott, that was... did you have a Schwinn?
I did.
Banana seat bike.
I did a beach cruiser in Huntington Beach. I smoked a lot of weed.
I love you. It was great talking with you.
I love you too, brother. All the best. Say hi to everybody back at the channels.
I'll say bye to everyone, and I'm so glad your whole family's doing good. I love you.
I love you too, man. Stay in touch. Unbelievable. Did you hear that? That is just really unbelievable. And of all days.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
By the end of this game, the USA will win 2-1 over Slovakia. They barely got through it.
They did, though.
I mean, they put on a rush at the end there, Slovakia. They were firing away at this guy.
I think it's kind of goes back to what we talked about last night. I think with how this tournament is set up with guys that you don't know about, and not just on USA, I mean on every team, I think any night, any team could beat anybody in this tournament, and you could get anybody could medal in this thing.
There you go. No one hits more winners than Pharrell on thebench.com. It's that simple. What a deal. You get every pick, every sport, every game, every day at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Let's check out the weekend action, basically. NBA Rising All-Star Game Friday at Staples in L.A. All-Star Game is Sunday. Team LeBron against Team Steph. And College Hoops tomorrow, Rhode Island at St. Bonnie. That's going to be a great game, believe it or not. NHL, 4 games tomorrow. St. Louis at Dallas. Islanders at Carolina, the best games. Danny Garcia fights Brandon Rio Saturday on Showtime in Vegas. You get MMA, daily fantasy rosters. PharrellOnTheBench.com has it all. It's $35 a month. You get every single pick. And I hit tons of winners every month. So you're stacking it up. Sign up today. You won't regret it. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to Geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Joe in Providence, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scotty, I really want to roll hoops with you, bro. I'm just so thirsty right now. Can I get a shot of beer?
Can we get him a shot of beer and put an iron shot of beer, puke?
I'll tell you right now, my Friars just took a big step toward making the tournament for the 4th year in a row by beating Villanova. And this team, just like Coach Cooley always does, he's got them overachieving, and we got a nice recruiting class coming in next year. And for a program that missed the tournament 9 years in a row, this guy sprinted home. He came back to his roots, and he's got us moving in the right direction. Donovan Mitchell is a monster. He's not getting enough pub, and we need to roll him. And if you're not, if you're not doing Pharrell on the Bench and you're not following Scott's bets, then I don't know what you're doing with your life. You should probably just end it now.
I agree with you entirely right there on that note. And then, Providence is in. I think they'll be like a 8-10 seed without a doubt. And that was the converter tonight. You beat them. You're in. So that'll be that. And then Mitchell has been a complete freak. There's no denying it. I was talking to his teammates the other night on the show, and he's been terrific. He's very exciting. I think he's clearly rookie of the year. He's going to get it. And after all the hype and talk about Lonzo Ball and Ben Simmons, that guy has blown everyone out of the water as far as I'm concerned. You're right, Joe. Kenny in Boston on the Hub. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How's it going, man?
What's going on, Kenny?
I'm your huge fan, dude. I drive Uber at night, and dude, your show, man, keeps me awake at night. I love it. God bless you, man. I hope your show lives, you know, till the end of eternity, man.
Awesome, brother. Thank you. I appreciate that, man.
No problem, man. And this is my first time calling. Can I have a Jameson and ginger ale, please?
Jameson rocks. Ginger. Shake it out. Ooh.
A little bit of ginger ale. All right, man. I have a question for you, Mr. Pharrell.
I used to drink that drink like no one's business. J-Mo and ginger. Are you kidding me? I used to pound that.
You have good taste, man. I like that. See? Great minds think alike, you know?
Yeah.
My main question is for you, my friend, tonight is... Isaiah Thomas, man, about what's going on with him between him and Rondo. He got ejected today. He has scored like maybe like 5 points. With all the stuff with him going around last year, he demanded a max contract from Boston, and saying that, you know, Mr. Danny Ainge, I hope you bring out the max the Brink truck or whatever. And today you have him in all this slump. And what do you think about all this? I mean, with all this.
Well, know, like, tonight he was terrible. 3 of 15 from the floor, 0-5 from downtown. He's never going to get a max deal. No one's backing up the truck for Isaiah Thomas. And as far as, you know, Rondo goes, people, you know, talk bad about Rondo all the time. But I think he's a better player than Isaiah Thomas all around. He does more for me any day of the week. I see him, you know, flip a triple-double like no one's business. He does it all. The entire offense runs through his fingers. He makes all the plays, all the passes. He rebounds. He runs the floor. He scores. He's got in just sickening moves, spin cycle moves, make you get dizzy and fall down, ankle break moves. Isaiah's more of a guy that can have a hot night and light it up and have 30. But I think, in my view, Rondo's a more complete player and has been for a long time. And, they talk smack to one another about – I think Rondo said, you don't deserve a ceremony in Boston. I think that's about what it boiled down to. And I'm with Rondo on that one. I got to be honest with you. Seriously, flat out. I mean, and this guy, remember the other day he had his first game and he had 22 points and they spent 25 hours talking about him on ESPN like he was God's gift to basketball. You think ESPN will spend 24 hours tomorrow talking about his 0-for night and his 3-for-15 garbage night from the floor tonight? Or the fact that they choked that fat lead they had? With him on the floor and his 25 minutes of disastrous basketball, you think they'll talk about him tomorrow, how great he is? He sucks. How's that sound? That was a terrible performance tonight.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
Carver High very upset tonight that it's our last show. For a large stretch. Is that what it boils down to? It's the last show, isn't it?
It is. For a while.
So, I'm off. I get back on the 27th. Is that right? A Tuesday?
I believe so, yes.
And then you are gone on the 25th, which is a Sunday. So, you're off the week of the 25th.
Yes.
So, that would make you... back on what day?
Monday the 5th of March.
Monday the 5th. So how many days are you gone?
I'm only gone a week.
Is that what it is, a week?
Sunday to Sunday.
Oh, how many days are there in February?
28.
All right. So you're back.
I'm here next week while you're not.
Right, you're here, but I'm not.
Correct.
So then I'm not seeing you until March 5th?
Yes.
And then there's potential. There is potential for a Mafia Pharrell Vegas trip. That's not locked in, but there is potential. So Carver High's very upset tonight about me not being around and then him not being around. Thus, none of us will be around one another until March 5th.
Yes, the next time all three of us are here is on March 5th.
But Mafia, I'll be back with you on... Tuesday, February 27th, which is a week from next Tuesday.
That is correct, and I will be here the whole time. Everyone's going away except me.
You'll be here every single day.
Yep.
That's all right, though. I mean, not for you, but...
Yeah, say not for me.
But you'll be all right.
I'll be fine.
All right. And then, Carver High, you're not going to, like, fall off the ship or anything drunk, are you? No going overboard?
I don't see how that would happen, to be honest.
You're going to stay in control of your faculty? You're going to be in the casino?
A little bit.
Will you play blackjack, free bet blackjack on the casino?
I can guarantee you that they don't have free bet blackjack on that casino. That's the only casino I've ever seen free bet blackjack in.
Really? The you mean the Golden Gate?
The and the Golden Gate.
Really? So will you play blackjack on the cruise ship?
I don't know. Probably not.
That's a lie.
No, I'm not kidding.
Why? Because you're with your family?
No, I didn't, last time.
Is Mike going?
Yes.
Does he like playing blackjack?
It's his first week off in 10 years.
Are you serious?
Hasn't taken a week vacation since 2008.
How did you convince him of that?
Eventually, you know, you have to take some time.
You got to give up the body.
Right. He's taken, like...
For the grandchild, right?
Right.
So he wants to go on a cruise with Olivia.
Right. Well, it's a whole family thing because it's my parents' 40th wedding anniversary, and they both turned 60. So
it's their birthday and an anniversary.
Both, yes.
So a double shot. Is it actually their birthday while you're on the cruise?
No, their birthdays were both. They both turned 60 in 2017.
Oh, all right.
We were supposed to do this last year.
So this has been in the works.
We had the baby, and we had to push it back a little bit till we thought it would be easier to take Olivia.
So, now, how many people are going on the cruise?
It'd be seven.
Seven of you.
Me and Nicole and Olivia.
Right.
My parents, and then my sister and her husband, Evan.
There you go. And you get along with, that guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, will you party most with him?
Probably. I don't know exactly what my situation's gonna be because I got a one-year-old with me, so... I don't think I'm going to know until I get on the boat and see how things are going. You know, I've been
getting... The lay of the land.
I've been getting the whole, you know, well, you go and do what you want and I'll have the baby here. And, like, that just... I don't know how well that's going to go over. So I need to assess the situation when I get on there. I do have some things planned already. The boat stops in Florida at Port Canaveral.
I've been there.
On Tuesday.
Right.
And a couple of my dad's friends are going to surprise him at the port. We're going to go drinking there in Port Canaveral.
Oh.
Well, yes. So he doesn't know about it. A couple of his friends from New York that live in Florida during the winter. You know?
Oh.
So they're going to come meet us at Port Canaveral, and that'll surprise him. He'll have a good time with that.
So he has no idea that's happening.
He has no idea. I talked to the guys last week. I said, this is the day we're coming. This is when we get in. You tell me a bar near there, and let's go.
And so they're like, and they're all in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. And then it goes from there to the Bahamas.
Right, where we'll hit there. They have like a private island, I guess, Norwegian. Right. We'll hit that one day, and then the next day we'll go.
I've been to that.
We're going to take Olivia to the aquarium at Atlantis.
I've been to that.
So we're going to take her to that, which should be fun.
She won't believe that. Do you think you'll hit the Bahamar? The William Hill Sportsbook at the Baja Mar.
Will my app work there?
Maybe.
I'll have my phone. Will my app work while I'm at the Baja Mar?
It might. It might very well work there.
I might have to email Grodzki before I leave and find out.
Well, it sounds like you've got a great trip planned. Have a great cruise.
Thank you.
I won't be seeing you before then.
No, this will be the last time I see you between now.
Here in this
March
last
5th.
Hour and 15 minutes.
Correct.
And then I'm out of here. So just so everybody knows, I'll be back on, allegedly, on the 27th, which is a Tuesday. Not a Monday, but a Tuesday, believe it or not. I'll be back on a Tuesday night, the 27th. The show will carry on, as always, with JJ After Dark, John Jastrzemski, the great John Jastrzemski from WFA. And, of course... Jody Mack, who has done the show a million times, my good friend Jody Mack, Philadelphia's own. Right? So there you go. Starting tomorrow night with JJ. So, by the way, The picks will go up every single day per usual. There will be no days off from action. We never take a day off of, how should I put it, picking winners and betting. So that's how that works. So check with my site, PharrellOnTheBench.com, every day while I'm out. Liam in Baltimore, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What is up?
Yo.
Can I get your choice, Jenny Cream or Lowenbrow?
Oh, man, I've hurled on Jenny Cream before.
Oh, man, my head is still spinning with you and us, Sour Shoes. Holy, holy mackerel.
Wasn't that great?
He's a human radio, that kid. And I think you get the most out of him. I mean, he's great with Howard.
Right.
But with you, I mean, I don't know. I still don't know to this day how he hits all those voices that are nothing alike, and the transitioning, it just floors me. And when you guys go back and forth like that, do you guys script anything?
No, it's all ad-lib right off the top of the head. There's absolutely zero planning at all. That's the truth. It's done in the moment, off the top of our heads. He's really doing it all. I'm just rolling with him because I know him, and I know I know most of the characters that he likes doing.
Yeah.
He used to come to my studio and do it live. That was live tonight, but he used to do it live in person. He would come in with all of his organ and all of his toys and his whole act. And, I mean, it was the funniest stuff you ever seen in your life.
Did they ever video that stuff? TV?
I never did anything ever really that I remember, Mafia, with Howard TV. I never was involved.
Yeah, you guys...
I was never involved in that.
No, you never did. I'm sure they have footage of it.
They have footage of it, but not like when he did it with me. Like, you got to remember, look, Howard was the best ever that I've ever worked with in terms of first of all, he's the best ever. Second of all, the best interviewer ever, hands down, far and away. Now, I will give us credit for a couple things, one of which was the Iron Sheik was originally, I introduced him to Howard. So he had already gone on my show and gone nuts many times with his just absolute insanity and racial outbursts and just horrible language and deplorable topics and just abusive behavior. And then I handed him off. I like hand-delivered him to Howard, and then Howard ran with it. And then, the Sour Shoes thing was, we were able to take that to another level with me because he became me almost in a sense that no one has ever emulated me like Sour Shoes. No one has ever imitated me and done my show or done my act better than Sour Shoes. He does it better than anyone, hands down. So when he would get together with me and do the show, it was pure magic. And a lot of those guys, like Shuley and I'm right, like Mafia, this is all correct, right? Like all those guys... before they, this is just me. I'm just saying this. I believe this. Like, before they got huge with Howard, they got huge with me. So, like, Shuley was on my show, and he got famous on my show. And then he became more and more on Howard's show, ingrained into the show, and became a bigger star on the show after the fact that he had been a star on my show. I mean, let's face facts. When he was on my show, Howard never had him on the air.
Well, he was just doing news then, and
that's
it. Chirping in from time to time, but not as big a role as he has now.
Now he's a star with him, and then when he was with me, it all started there, and I just thought Shuley was the funniest guy ever, and we did a lot of unbelievable things with Shuley that I can't even repeat on this air. Like, some of the characters he did on my show are so brilliant that if I told you who it was, it would ruin even today's show. So in other words, if I told you some of the things he did on my show, it would ruin this show right now in 2018 because it would really blow you away as to what he used to do on my show to others and making fun of people on my show that would offend a bunch of people now and it wouldn't go over too well. But I just feel like some of the little bits and pieces all came together brilliantly for me. And my memories of the Howard days were of those people, like Sour Shoes, Shuley, Iron Sheik, all those guys. Am I missing anything, Mavia, that I don't remember that was that kind of happened when I was there that were bigger than those guys?
Probably not. I mean, you involved everybody that was around there. I mean, your boy Florentine.
Jay Thomas used to do my show a lot.
Florentine and...
Florentine and Levy. You name it.
All the comedians used to run through with us, too.
Gino Biscani, all those guys used to do the show, my show, religiously before they got on, you know, with Howard. Great call, Liam. What do you want me to do? All right, there you go. 855-212-4CBS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.